New Music Revolution. Pretty frequently, there comes a moment that can define futures past. They're always simple moments, and always revolve around simple things. Mr. Jobs liked to keep his house empty of useless things. This might have helped him to think about what items exist in every home. Not emerging trends like the computer or MP3 player, but the well-established ones that haven't changed in a long time. Some trends fade away. The MP3 player is a niche item now. Some self-destruct. The Mac is moving away from the x86 processor now. Some linger, unbreakably, unmovingly, like the Linux phone. Many, like the Linux phone, are misunderstood. Linux phones should not be about apps. They need a conversational interface to the Linux system. The phone needs to replace apps with automation and programming. Just like Mac doesn't have PC games, the Linux phone should not have Android apps. Programming is the future. And it is not as hard as people make it out to be. And it is just as worth the while to try to bring something back or do it right as it is to begin a new revolution. But there is something nice about being the first to start something amazing. For one, you get to watch it grow and evolve. The music revolution has already somewhat begun, but it does not quite yet get itself. There is but a single reasonable program, Tone.js, where there should be hundreds of them. The first person to program Tone.js right will become known as the mother of what will then become modern music. This is big. It will make the music that we know today sound like soulless banging. Right now, Sam Aaron is blazing the trail, and the sound of his music is indeed made unique by his Sonic Pi instrument. What I am talking about is greater than live coding music. I'm talking about using programming languages to code entire albums of songs. I'm talking about abandoning digital audio workstations and graphic user interfaces and bravely venturing into the world of programming language-driven music composition once and for all. It is a good idea to use the language of the web for this. If you are going to learn a programming language, learn JavaScript. Before we go on, I want you to hear the sound of the previous generation of music. Search the web for Kraftwerk, interview Ralph Hutter, BBC Two, England, and Giorgio Moroder, live at Lowlands 2019. Begin learning how to use Tone.js, perhaps with a focus on using pre-recorded samples at first. You can build your own live performance environment like Mr. Aaron did, but think of songs as standalone programs. Instead of trying to bend the languages to your desire or will, learn to bend yourself and use the bare bones and existing API at your disposal. Learn to merge music with what is already at your disposal. Do not try to bend the spoon. Invent your style. Begin publishing music as computer programs, perhaps on NPM or GitHub or similar. And understand that this is your time, that you are the new generation of Kraftwerk and Giorgio Moroder, that you are the future. You are exactly where techno began, at the cusp of a new genre. If you can do it, with the purest of JavaScript and APIs so that others don't have to learn new things that you invented, and keep your music free and open under an open source license so that your music can spread. Yours is the future, and you will become an inspiration for countless many for eons to come. May your works become a treasure of equal proportions to Kraftwerk and Giorgio Moroder. Begin at the beginning, and go on till you come to the end. Then, stop.